It all boils down to one thing. The government is still not ready to do things the way it should be done. And this reactionary approach is not good. What I mean is this. If the government is really serious, this prison in the first place would have been fortified. If it means, you know, evacuating those prisoners, taking them to the maximum security facility in the same state near the military barrack, it could have been better. That building of this very correctional facility that got destroyed is a dilapidated building, you know, colonial standard kind of whatever. And I'm not surprised that it has collapsed. Then secondly, the police, the DSS, even the correctional service people and the immigrations all have relapsed in their duties. You understand? We think it is just the work of the army to take care of this insurgency, this terrorism. It's not like that. We need a whole of government approach.
Some residents of Maiduguri are apprehensive that this escape alleged Boko Haram fighters might stage a hit on the city or just to free other members who are held in some other correctional facility.
Well, I think from the way they operate, most of them will not stay anywhere in the metropolis. They would find a way of reconnecting with their commanders. They don't operate on isolation. They have to reconnect with their commanders. And maybe if they will plan anything, they will do it. If it is for cell members, they still have people in the city. Some of these repentant, so-called repentant terrorists, they are just there feeding them information and all that. So I think there is no need for anybody to be apprehensive, to panic. These ones that have gone out, I think their first priority is to reconnect with their commanders and strategize and do whatever they think they would do.
Your city is Maiduguri and you have people down there. What is the current situation as far as the flooding is concerned, as far as assistance from the government? Are you satisfied?
I'm not satisfied because the hunger, the malnourishment, the deprivation and the hopelessness is too much because people have lost not just, you know, their livelihoods. People don't even have shelter. And it's not just people, fathers, children, grandparents, name them. And to feed them is a problem. Get where to sleep is a problem. And they still don't know their left and their right. You understand? Like for those who have lost their houses destroyed, what is the government having in plan? What does the government intend to do to help them to rebuild those houses? Honestly, it's a dire situation, and from the look of things, the state government alone cannot really cope with this. I'm afraid some people are out there to eke out a living from the suffering of these very people. So I would advise the state governor to be very prudent, to know that one day God will ask him to account for every penny that has entered his hand into the coffers of the state, which was meant for, you know, a succor for these people who are devastated. The NGOs, as usual, from the United States, from Germany, from France, NGOs like Red Cross, Medicine Sans Frontières, Danish Refugee Commission and all that, they should never give up on the people of that very part of the country.